Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening this morning. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about the 911 Special Needs Project. And my two guests today, one is Wendy Simons. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
And the next one is Faith Phillips. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning.
And Wendy works for the Wayne County Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention, correct?
That's correct. It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. And then Faith Phillips is one of our community members, but Faith and I also got to know each other really well because she is the System of Care Tri-Chair Family Representative, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Right. And we'll learn more about you too, Faith, later on. But Wendy, can you tell us, our audience, a little bit about your role here?
Sure. I'm the Supports Coordination Organization Manager. People are familiar with casework. So it's a casework unit, and we work with individuals with intellectual disabilities in Wayne County and surrounding counties. I oversee a department where we have two supervisors and seven caseworkers that visit and ensure individuals' health and safety.
Right. And so part of your role is to help coordinate and get this information out, right?
That is correct, yes.
So again, we are here to talk about the Wayne County. It's under the Wayne County 911, but it's the 911 Special Needs Project. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that and how exciting it is for our community?
Sure. So about 10 years ago, Cindy Matthews, who's works for our administrative entity, had heard about a program that people might be familiar with called SPIN 911 out of Lackawanna in Luzerne County. We decided to form a committee, and the committee members included our office agency, families, we had people from provider agencies, and we started meeting and developed this form that we're talking about. So the form was developed, and what it is it's it allows folks to complete this form and submit it to the 911 center. They include pertinent information about emergencies, things that happen in their home that they would want a first responder to know about. It's completely confidential. It's only used if there's an emergency at the person's home and they call 911. The 911 dispatcher then can share that information with the first responders, including the ambulance, fire personnel, or police.
Right. And again, this is a great, great project to have in Wayne County because it really does help increase communication, correct, between these families along with our first responders. I know sometimes people listen to the show, but they have to, you know, maybe they're driving in their car and they're going someplace and they only catch the first end of it. So I'm going to ask this again at the end, but if people want more information on this program, how can they get it?
Yes, so they can call our office, the Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention. The phone number is 570-253-9200, and the front desk can help them. They can we can email them the form. They can come in and we can help them fill it out. We can mail it to them, whatever their preference is.
Right. And again, that's wonderful that there's so many options out there now for individuals in our community. So you said this program's been running for a while now, right?
It has. It's been about 10 years. We started way back in 2012, but in 2013, we started taking the forms, copying and bringing them up to each one of the local school districts. So then the schools send the form home in the fall. We usually do it in October. They have a lot of paperwork in the very beginning of the school.
So yes.
We thought it might stand out better if we waited until October. So we bring those forms up to the schools, and then that gets sent home with each individual child, and their family can choose if they would like to have that submitted.
Right. And you know, we are, you know, this project is, you know, mostly designed for individuals with special needs, correct, and special circumstances. Can you give us some examples? Because then we're going to, you know, bring Faith in to talk about her experience and how she's played a big role in this project, too.
Absolutely, yes. So some of the examples that we have that a first responder would want to know about a person, for example, is if they're sensitive to loud noises or flashing lights. Someone's in a wheelchair and they may need assistance with getting out of their home in an emergency. If there were oxygen tanks in the home, that the individual may struggle getting out on their own due to a disability. We have folks who in an emergency become frightened and they may hide somewhere and they may have a specific spot. So mm-hmm. the family may indicate that. So the first responders then would know to look there. People who are deaf or blind and they need additional assistance coming out. And I did ask my caseworkers and they gave me some real life examples that I didn't even think of. So families who may have weapons in the home. And they want the first responders to know about that. Mm-hmm. An aggressive dog.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then a family member who is on hospice and is bedbound. Seizure disorders for individuals. We have one young man who is startled. If he's startled, he will have a seizure. So letting someone know that so that then they can try to gingerly go up to him if he needs assistance mm-hmm. to try to prevent that. So those are some of the examples.
Right, which is great because I think, individuals out there may not know this program exists and they fit in those categories, in those situations. And that's why we invited you, Faith, to be on the show today, which I'm so excited because I know we've talked about this since I've met you, about this 911 special project, and I've always wanted to do a radio show. Finally got it together this year, and I'm so excited because you're a mom of two sons with learning disabilities or with special needs, I should say, right?
Yes, that is correct, and it's great to finally have this, get further out into the community. I'm so happy to be here today, Carol. First, I would like to say thank you to Wayne County for enacting this and believing and trusting in the families and what the individuals need. Along with Wendy said, one thing she did leave out, she did a great job, was age. There is no age requirement for this 911 form. So you could be birth to 110 and it does not matter. And nothing is too small to put on this form and nothing is too big to put on this form. And if you're also a neighboring county, our Shannon Gill at 911 would also take the form. And if you're Susquehanna, Pike County, they might put it in our 911 CAD, but then they would send it to the neighboring county mm-hmm. and that would be their decision. I got started with this project. As you said, I have two special needs child. One is, he's got autism, intellectual disabilities, and ADHD. And then my older son, Christopher, is confined to a wheelchair, has oxygen, seizures. There's a lot of oxygen in the home. What happened to my family in my situation was Michael was known to be a runner. And Michael took off running. And of course, I called 911. And their first couple questions, is he hiding? Is he in a neighbor house? No, I live in the country, really. So they came out, luckily and thankfully. But little did I know when they came out to help me find Michael was they would come upon Christopher and find out that there's oxygen in three rooms in my home that no one never knew. I live in rural Wayne County, so I'm not calling a local borough cop to come and help us. I mean, we're talking, a lot of different responses.
Correct.
So the great thing was that the firemen came in, they helped us out, ambulance. What they did was we also made note about the oxygen, but they helped us find Michael. And even before this was instated, thankfully, the fire company said, wait a minute, he has autism. One of the fire companies said, we should just put mom in a regular truck, let the kid walk, follow the truck behind him, like Wendy said, no sirens, no lights, just little low headlights to follow him back home, let us lead him back home to his mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I reached out and said, we need help, what can we do?
Right. So thank you for sharing that story because, we know there's families out there with very similar situations, especially individuals, families who have, their children or family members with autism. There's so many different spectrums. We understand that. And, When you call 911, what's their usual response? With sirens and lights, and oftentimes that may scare an individual, not just with autism, with any kind of special circumstance. So that's something they can put on the form, correct? That loud noises and big lights, you know, may cause someone to hide or run another way, correct?
Absolutely. And actually what they would like to do is update the form yearly.
Mm-hmm.
So they can either send you one, like Wendy said, through email. I actually called and spoke to Shannon Gill at 911 and updated our form that way.
Mm-hmm.
Her office number is 570-253-5970. Her extension number is 1915. Her name is Shannon Gill. Like mm-hmm. I said, if you can't get Wendy, if you can't get someone at the Wayne County offices, then you can also get a hold of Shannon. She'd be more than happy to help you out. And like I said, she's the one who puts it into our 911 AutoCAD.
Mm-hmm.
So we just help. She was on our committee. She helped develop this.
Right.
She helps, you know,
kind of keep it organized and keep it up to date, which is so important. And again, you know, I think some people out there think, I don't want to be a bother, you know, but it's not. It is such an asset for our first responders to have this information, you know, to work with families in our community, because if they know what they're walking into in a first response, then it's going to be helpful for them. Oxygen, you know, special needs, someone in a wheelchair, you know, someone with autism, another special needs situation.
Even someone else who has something as minor as, you know, they may have like a hidden seizure disorder, but have like a service dog.
Correct.
And the service dog can alert. That's another reason why we want to know if you have a service dog. The service dog can alert us to tell us what's going on or maybe help us find you.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, too, I just updated my forms. And one thing I was about was like how many windows are in the bedrooms, where the bedroom's located.
Okay.
And all this stuff is held confidential. And if it's not something that isn't, they would not put in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to get the first responders to get there and act in a dignified way to not make anybody more afraid.
Correct.
Or more scared. They're there to help. And
right.
All, like you said, most of it's confidential except for, you know, when you call 911.
Well, they need to know that information, don't they?
Yes.
You can't say, I have a form on file, but you can't access it, right? No,
yeah.
It doesn't work like that. And even the best part of it, it's free.
Yes.
It does not cost anything.
Nope.
You know, you just need to take the time and fill out that form, you know, send it to the 911 center so it can be processed, so it can be entered into the database, which is so important for us.
Yes. Yes. And along also, too, with the 911 form, we also have a missing persons checklist and a missing persons packet that can also be utilized.
Yeah, so the missing persons packet, we have them made up, pre-made, so anyone can call our office again and ask for that. And again, we can mail it to them or they can stop and pick it up. We can't email that because it's a little bulky, but that can be used for anybody,
right?
Children, elderly,
mm-hmm.
anybody in your family that you want to have that information all together in an envelope,
mm-hmm.
wherever you decide to store it. And so you can take your time and do that ahead of time so that if something happens,
right.
it's all there together and ready for you.
Right.
Yeah, because as you call 911 and your child's missing, you try to remember what they're wearing. You try to remember all that information, but sometimes you're just so worried and fixated.
And you're scared.
Yes.
And
you're
terrified. You're in a panic mode, and most of us don't think right until we can settle down. So if that information is prepared ahead of time, it's a plus.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Great. So, you know, this, I think the information, I'm so excited for this show. This is probably one of my, I know we're early in 2020, but this will probably be one of my most exciting shows because I think this program is just a wonderful, wonderful asset for our community, and many other counties also probably have it, like you said, Lackawanna and Luzerne.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to reiterate with Shannon, she has she has indicated that she would be more than happy to help anyone. Please right. call her. Her number's on the form. Mm-hmm. Faith had given that, but she definitely will help you if you're not sure what information to include, as will our office staff. So
wonderful. Well, Wendy and Faith, thank you so much for joining me today on HealthWorks. I want to thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.